Hello there. You're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Claire Ackers. In this space, you will hear me talk about anything and everything you need to be an authentic entrepreneur so that you can not only grow a wildly successful business that gives you the wealth and freedom you dream of, but so that you can also stay true to yourself and your values, and also have massive impact with your work. I'm a mum of three, serial entrepreneur, business coach, and cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to set up in business. So, welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I am so glad you're here, and let's dive in to the episode. Hello, 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 all you lovely people. It is Claire Ackers here, coming to you from Sunnybank Mills in Farsley, North Leeds. How the devil are you? So this one is all about, have you been feeling the nudge? And if you have, are you listening to it? So I have been connecting with a lot of lovely new people over the past few weeks. And I have been having similar conversations with them. And many of them are having many of the same challenges. And so that's what inspired this. I thought it may be useful to share my advice in a love note to you too in this podcast episode. And amongst those people, there seems to be a nudge, a whisper, an intuitive pull towards their next level. You know, they're kind of a secret suspicion that they are made for bigger and for better things than they are currently doing. And if they are getting really honest, they are stuck in their comfort zone. They are feeling like they've lost their mojo, like the passion has gone, and the feeling like the stuff that used to excite them is just like wading through treacle. And yet there is all this, and there is so much fear as well, because there are messages from the news, from social media, from all sides about fear and anger and hate. And they also have happiness, but also envy and frustration when they see their friends and their colleagues and their competitors absolutely smashing it, whether it's in real life or that dangerous curated version that we see online. And there is also baggage that they are dragging around, that baggage of past failures, of feeling trapped or like the past it, or time's run out, or feeling stuck, or just simply feeling not good enough. And there is also overwhelm and stress and procrastination, or on the other hand, pushing and forcing an extreme desperation, desperate effort in an effort to convince themselves that they're moving forwards. And yet there is all that, and the nudge is still there. So my advice to these people is always, always, always make sure that your vision is bigger than your fear. Let's unpack that a bit. Your vision is bigger than your fear. There is always going to be fear. There is always going to be self-doubt. There will always be a million reasons not to do the thing, whatever the thing is for you. And that fear, that self-doubt, that voice telling you that it's not the right time, that you've got too much on, that you're juggling too many balls, that you haven't got the headspace, that is just your mind trying to keep you safe. Not happy, not fulfilled, not self-actualized, just safe. Because safety to your mind is familiarity. And your comfort zone is seductive because it feels safe. Think of it like water running down a hill. It's always going to pick the path of least resistance. And that is that familiarity, because that is safety to your mind. But as we know, nothing great happens in your comfort zone. So your job is to imagine the biggest, the boldest, the bravest, most beautiful version of you and your life that you possibly can. The highest and the best and the most technicolor that you can think of, and one that scares the pants off you a little bit. And then listen to that nudge, tune into that intuitive whisper, and lean in to what you are capable of. And make that vision bigger than your fear. And if you'd like my help, just give me a shout. All right, that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to have you here, and I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you like what you hear and you'd like to connect, head on over to claireackers.com. And I'm most active on LinkedIn. Just search for Claire Ackers. That's Claire with an I and an E. See you next time.